937.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Happy Wednesday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about whatever it is that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be personal or political, anything goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You're literally free to call in and talk about anything you want.
That's why we named it Free Talk Live.
And you can also get interactive with us via email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
Plus, if you log on to freetalklive.com, you can tune in worldwide. If you don't happen to be near a terrestrial radio station that's carrying us, log on at freetalklive.com. We got a stream. There's also the BBS board. You can post to your heart's content. There's thousands of posts to read, hundreds of posters.
Over 225 of them, as a matter of fact.
There you go. That's a bunch of people.
Absolutely.
And the Shrine of Female Listeners, probably the most clicked on page in the website.
Yes, indeed. With a brand new Shriner, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Samantha, who's up there, she's been on the phone. She's called us, actually, the past two nights. It's always nice to hear from our Shriners on the air.
There you go.
1-800-259-9231. You literally can take control of the show. And I do have an email here that came in last night. Dear Mr. Goose Step, it says.
Is that me or you?
I think it's you.
Okay.
It's from Mark, and he says, Christian America lost the war on decency, and Manwich wants to rub salt in the wounds of a dying family unit by giving in to what a radio programmer markets his show after. Do you know what he's referring to so far? Because I have no idea.
No.
Okay. Media isn't controlled by American-loving, family-loving individuals. It's controlled by scum-of-the-earth communists who despise Christianity. They despise family-oriented society. They despise a progressing people. How does he know that? How does he know who all of the media is controlled by? Who's controlling us, Manwich?
I'm not sure.
Are we included in the media?
I don't know. I've worked for a lot of different media in my time, and I haven't met any, card-carrying, flaming communists.
No, I got to say, the management that I've worked for definitely don't qualify as communists. They may be a little scummy, but they're mostly good old boy rednecks, at least down here in the South.
Maybe he's talking about major media, Reuters,
Fox News,
AP, Wire, Clear Channel.
Again, though, I don't know
Lowry Mays, the former, I guess he's probably still the president, but the former owner of Clear Channel before he took it public, pretty ordinary dude from what I could tell. Not that I know him personally or anything.
The Clear Channel executives are Republican supporters.
Yeah.
From what I've seen. Does that make them communists? I don't know. I don't know how he can make that blanket allegation. Anyway, Mark, if you want, we'd love to have you on the phones at 800-259-9231 to explore that concept a little bit.
I often hear that the media is controlled by Jews.
We heard that a few weeks ago on the show, as a matter of fact.
But, I not to say that I haven't met a few Jewish
people. Maybe it's controlled
people.
By Jew communists.
Maybe.
He says they despise family-oriented society. They despise a progressing people. Well, why is it that all of these radio talk show hosts out there, the cookie-cutter conservatives, are always talking about morals and family and everything? Aren't they controlled by the media elite, too?
I don't get it.
I'm confused.
Maybe the radio rose up in the while they weren't looking. The media elite wasn't looking. Who knows?
And what? And just managed to entrench themselves and they can't
Perhaps.
Get them out?
Perhaps.
Anyway, he goes on to say that these people, these scum-of-the-earth communists, they love plastic boobs. Penis enlargement medicine. First of all, plastic breasts, I'm definitely not a fan.
Yes.
I prefer mine to be real.
You've said that.
Literally. I mean, who wants plastic breasts? I mean, that's like a Barbie doll, right? Is that what he's talking about?
I suppose.
Does he mean silicone, or do they actually have plastic breasts nowadays?
No, I'm sure that he's talking about silicone breasts.
Okay. Penis enlargement medicine, which is total bunk. I don't know if you actually believe the spam emails that you get, Mark, but you can't pop a pill and make the old wang a little bit bigger. It just doesn't work that way. You can't do exercises.
I guess it's as big as it's supposed to be, God made it a certain size, and
there
it is.
You can't do exercises and make it bigger. There was a great episode of Penn and Teller's BS, which is the best television show that has ever existed, in my opinion. And they basically debunked all kinds of sexual myths. And, of course, this is one of them. The idea that you can somehow make your penis larger than it actually is supposed to be by nature. And they got three guys, just three random Joes, not any larger or any smaller than any random Joe, and they had them go into a doctor, and the doctor gave them an official measurement, and then they put each one of them on a program. One of them was on, like, a pill, the other one was on the pump, and the other one was on exercise program. And after 6 weeks of being on the programs, each one of them, they came back in to the same doctor, and he pulled out the same ruler and measured all three of them again, and sure enough,
same size.
Yep. Not a darn centimeter more. Mm. Not even a millimeter more.
Mm.
So it's just a great way to spend your, to waste your money if you believe any of this stuff. It's total bunk.
I'm all about commerce, though. I think it's good to spend your money.
Certainly, but I'm also for buyer beware, caveat emptor. Do a little bit of research before you part with your hard-earned dollars. Just because Ron Jeremy's on television talking about extends or whatever it is, and there's some porn stars there telling you it's so great, doesn't mean that it's honestly a real thing.
He should be doing some kind of commercial for hair removal, but he should be doing...
Anyway, he goes on to say that they love plastic boobs, penis enlargement medicine, gay marriage, divorce... Which, didn't you have something on gay divorces?
I have something on gay divorces.
Maybe we should get to that next, since he brought it up. Live birth abortion, Ritalin, Prozac, underage sex, to mention a few. Manwich, halt your goose-stepping and listen for a second. Media Hollywood propagandists are clearly the enemy, and they won the war, and you just want to rub it in. I really don't have any idea what comments he's referring to that you made.
Is there any possibility he confused you and I in saying that... you know, that you wanted more freedoms on the radio than, or more freedoms on television than me?
I have no idea. He says, crotch talk sells, and you fell for it like all the other minions of the power elite.
Maybe he's talking about the entire show.
I don't know. He certainly singles you out.
Yes, well.
And he spells your name W-I-T-C-H.
Like I'm a man witch.
Right. Our children do not need another talking head who doesn't see the real picture. Playing devil's advocate may boost ratings, but there are alternatives to your marketing madness.
Oh, so he thinks that because I didn't have good responses to you and Phil last night, Skyler last night,
uh-huh.
That therefore I'm playing the devil's advocate, maybe.
Oh, that you don't truly believe the positions that you were taking, is what he said.
I guess the positions I am taking is that people shouldn't say certain words on the radio and shouldn't talk about certain things on the radio, but I don't really like the FCC enforcing those rules.
Right.
You know, it's that whole the government control over the media I don't particularly like.
Here's what I don't get, then. Since he believes the media is controlled by these evil communists,
right,
who hate the family, et cetera, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
Well, who controls the FCC, then?
Because they're the ones that are saying things about, you know, the Naked Twister on, what was it, Daring Dan's show there?
Whatever.
Rick Dare?
Something like that.
In Kansas City?
But if these media elites are evil communists, then wouldn't it also make sense that the FCC would also have to be evil communists? I mean, if the evil communists were being allowed to get away with all these evil things that they're doing... Isn't it the FCC that overrides all of them? Isn't it the FCC that makes those decisions? So therefore, your enforcement arm that apparently you want, Mark, is corrupt as well.
Right? I love the email. I just don't really understand it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to play into his scenario here. I'm trying to make the best of it. He says, exposing these rats in the night may boost ratings, too. You should give it a try. So there you go. Thanks for the email, Mark.
Some rats.
We certainly appreciate it. We're going to talk about gay... marriages and divorces, since apparently a lot of gay folk have been married recently, inevitably, a number of them are now getting divorced, and we'll talk about that coming up next, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. ahealthylifechoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, if you want it to be, or you can sit back and relax, and we'll talk about gay marriage and gay divorce, which is where we're going next. Again, you can interrupt the program, though, at any time if you're uncomfortable by one of our topics. Call in and change it. You can literally change the topic, hijack the airwaves, interrupt the program on this show. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Got a news story here from the...
It's Ian here with you, by the way.
Excuse me, and Manwich.
And you should log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us via our archives. Last 6 days worth of the show there, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, and much more. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, what about your story?
Then your little housekeeping?
Yes.
You feel better now?
Yes.
Great.
All right.
AP Wire, Boston, Massachusetts. Less than 7 months after same-sex couples began tying the knot in Massachusetts, the state is seeing its first gay divorces. Newlyweds seeking to renounce the vows they so recently took have been trickling into probate courts across the state, filling out obsolete forms that still read husband and wife. Josh Freeds, a spokesman for the Massachusetts Freedom to Marry Coalition, said the rapid divorces are no cause for concern. There's no problem here, folks. nothing's going on. Don't worry about divorces amongst gay people. We still need to be able to get married. It would be wonderful if every marriage lasted until a couple lived to a ripe old age, but unfortunately we know from our heterosexual peers that all too often there are irreconcilable differences. And for these couples, divorce is often the most humane option. Sounds like he's having them killed.
Who is this that's doing a speak? I missed that part.
That's Josh Freedus, a spokesman for the Massachusetts Freedom to Marry Coalition.
Got it. Now, I wonder, does it give a number as far as the amount of gay couples that are coming in there for divorces?
No, it's just saying the first ones are now happening. Yes.
Got it. It'll be interesting to see after a year or two. Now, didn't they let them marry and then ban it, or is it still something that can happen there? Can they still?
It's my understanding you can't get married there right now as a gay person.
I was just going to say, it'd be interesting to see if the gay marriages were, shall we say, stronger than the heterosexual marriages in that. Do more gay marriages end in divorce, or do more heterosexual marriages end in divorce? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Exactly how many same-sex couples are seeking divorces is not clear.
Mm-hmm.
Nor is it clear whether any gay divorces have become final, because not all counties keep track of which divorce filings are from gays. The first gay divorce case in Suffolk County, which includes Boston, of course, was filed Wednesday by a male couple who exchanged vows on May the 22nd, 5 days after same-sex marriage was legalized. One partner, a 33-year-old religious educator from Boston. Not sure if I want my kid being religiously educated by a gay guy. And the other, a 39-year-old professor based in Washington. Since then, the couple said their divorce filing, our interests have grown in different directions. Each man signed a settlement attesting that the marriage had irrevocably broken down. So,
very interesting.
Yeah.
So they're not immune.
Apparently not.
Of course, the major issue here is whether or not they should be able to be allowed to be married in the first place. I wholeheartedly support it. However, I also wholeheartedly support abolishing government involvement in marriage, period.
I think that's where I'm at. I don't think that the government should... I mean, it's relatively recent that the government has... It's within the last 100 years that the government has started, you know, giving out these... marriage certificates. Before that, it was just done by religious organizations.
Well, yeah, you would get together with your significant other, male or female, and you'd find a priest-type person, mm-hmm. reverend, someone who is of the cloth, shall we say, and have them perform a ceremony, and you're married.
Suddenly you're married.
And that's all there is to it. And as far as the divorce process, it probably is even easier. You probably just say, see ya, take off the ring, something like that.
But now the government gets $100 for every marriage.
Depending on the state, I guess.
Yeah, thereabouts.
The government cashes in on marriages, and they really cash in, I think, on the divorces, because now we have divorce court. And if it wasn't for divorces, would we have divorce court? I don't think so.
I think that you would still have to have divorce court, even if the government didn't marry people legally.
No, you'd have a court that enforces contracts, and if you got into a marriage that had a contract.
Marriage contract.
If you had a marriage contract. I might just want to, my marriage, when I get married, is not going to be a contractual thing. It's going to be a ceremonial thing. That's it. That way, the ceremony to end it is ring off, see you later.
Now, I the fact is, if you build a life together, you have to be able to negotiate who gets what out of the deal. And if you can't negotiate
that... Well, that's the problem with partnerships, Manwich. See, when you're building the life together and you both buy the house together... Then you're building problems already. You buy the car together. Your names are both on the bank account or whatever. You're setting yourself up for a tough fall like that. Whereas if you buy the house on your own and you just maybe let your wife stay there for free, or if it's the wife who's buying it, let the husband stay for free as long as he keeps the house up to shape as far as handyman duties, or as long as she keeps the house up to shape as far as cooking and cleaning, or whatever your deal is, then if things come to a bitter end, yours is the only name on that house, or yours is the only name on said piece of property.
I think it's a crappy attitude, personally.
What's crappy about that? It makes things easier. It makes things simpler.
You're entering into the relationship for a lifetime, so there shouldn't be any reason for all this, you know.
Well, the reason is reality. You're looking at it from this high in the sky. I'm getting into this for the lifetime. Well, the reality is 60% of marriages end in failure.
I don't believe that's so at all. I think that those numbers are skewed.
Why?
Why do I think there's?
Yeah.
Because the fact is, there's more that people get married more than once.
So they're not taking the marriage number. They're talking about how many divorces there are.
No,
and
no.
Taking them versus the number of people.
The first-time marriages, 60% end in divorce. Okay, maybe it's 55 to 60. I don't know the exact number, but it's above 50% nowadays. And
those numbers are in dispute.
The second-time marriages, I've heard 80% end in divorce.
Those numbers are in dispute. People don't all agree with those.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, let's say it's 25%. Would you say 25% of marriages end in divorce? Would you agree with me
sure,
on that?
Sure, I'll go
all
to
right.
that.
And then there's a 25% chance that this is not going to last forever. So why not prepare yourself for it?
I would say that your chances increase if you're preparing yourself for it.
It just seems like a silly thing to do. I mean, you're just being a realist. You have if I'm going into this marriage, I have full intentions of doing it for life. Otherwise, I wouldn't get married. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother with the process. I'd just say, either stick with me and we have sex or not. I mean, that would be my deal. But I want to do it for life. I want to have that agreement. But if something happens, I want to make it simple when the divorce comes along. And why would you want to tie yourself into all those different co-ownerships?
That's the problem. You don't want to tie yourself in, so therefore you're not prepared for a marriage, man.
It just means
if you don't want to tie yourself in, don't get married.
It just means the divorce will likely be more difficult, meaning it'll be more money grubbing. Each person will be trying to get as much out of the other as possible, and that's just a nasty situation. I don't know how close you've been to any one of those, but I haven't been that close, but as close as I have gotten has been enough. I don't want to be around people like that because that's bad. I mean, it's bad when people start glomming onto one another's property and trying to take what's theirs or what's rightfully theirs, or the woman gets the house and the guy lands on his ass or something. It's just bad. It's bad news.
I feel like most of those stories I hear, the woman getting the house and the guy gets nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like certainly in any dispute, nobody walks. The sign of a good compromise is nobody's happy.
I don't necessarily. Okay, compromise. Sure, you have to give something up. Obviously, well, I refuse. I refuse to give that right to the other person. If you want to be a part of my life,
have a nice life.
You can own your own damn stuff. Hey, I've been together with my girl for 2 years, no problems. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. We'd love to hear from you. Marriage or change the topic. It's your show. So we call it Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You get on the phones and bring up anything. Whether it be political or personal, we are here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, by the way. We're available six nights a week, or afternoons or mornings, depending on your time zone.
All of them live.
Every single show, absolutely live, with the exception of this Friday night,
yes,
which is
be,
New Year's Eve. So keep that in mind. And then after that, we're live pretty much until Thanksgiving, I think.
Oh, God.
So 1-800-259-9231, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And Saturday's show, which is live from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Those are evening hours, of course.
Now, on New Year's Eve, we will be here in Time Warp fashion.
Time Warp. Time Warp. Fashion. Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. This show's about you and your calls. Eddie, what's on your mind?
Oh, I have lots of stuff on my mind.
Well, lay it on.
You were talking about the divorce stuff. You know, I believe, I mean, they said that it could be skewed, but Half of marriages do end up in divorce.
That's what I believe.
From all the percentages that I've been looking at, and from my family life and all that, I believe it because I've been divorced. My sister's been divorced. My mother and father have been divorced. My older sister's going through a divorce, and so I don't know.
Well, I've heard news of otherwise. You know, I've heard talk radio hosts dispute those numbers.
Yeah.
So
well,
I wonder.
Probably some liberal trying to act like things aren't as. Things are better than you think. And
well, just
like
because maybe it was a conservative trying to bolster marriage.
Yeah, there
just
you
because
go.
Just because a talk radio host says something doesn't make it accurate.
True.
No, we sure don't know a damn thing here.
Yeah, question everything you hear. You know what I wonder about this? Here's a question for you, Eddie. I wonder if the amount of marriages that are factored into this equation are, it's all marriages. So what happens if you look at people who are under the age of 50? I mean, are the divorces more frequent then? And if we're not including, say, the greatest generation, since their marriages are probably staying together better? Well, if we just look at people under the age of 50 or 45, are
they all got divorced?
Yeah, is it even more? Is it 75%? I wonder about that.
Yeah, well, start looking in the courts and start looking at them, and like, if you add up a couple hundred, you could probably come up with a pretty good percentage. But what I was going to say, the man does get screwed. Almost every time there's a divorce.
How many marriages have you had, Eddie?
Yeah, I've only been married once. My
just
mother
once.
Was married three times, though. And she got the house from my father. And, of course, she got the kids and all the child support.
How does Dad feel about that?
Well, he still hasn't talked to my mom 30-some years later.
Oh, eek. Bad.
Now, and my dad was real cold about it because when my father came from a family where the parents were together all the time, but my mother came from a broken family. So, of course, when the woman comes from the broken family, I guess she thinks that's the way it's supposed to be. Plus, the women are encouraged. You know, if you listen to these liberal women, which I hate to use other words on them, is they encourage that if you're not happy in your marriage, get divorced. But then, you know, it's like if the man's not good enough in bed for you, or if the man's not home when you want him to be home, if he works too much, but then if he don't work enough.
Well, Eddie, that's...
Any excuse and get divorced, because when you get divorced, you're going to get the house, you're going to get the kids, and he's going to have to pay you child support. And if you don't work, he's going to pay you alimony.
There may
the
be
women
a message,
are encouraged to get divorced.
There may be a message out there like that. I think it's you know, that's not fair to the marriage process. I think the more fair message to be would be try to make it work if you really do love that other person. But if you try to make it work and the other partner, and I think it applies to both sides.
Both
if
sides.
You want something out of the woman or the woman wants something out of the man, and that person is just not making, as you said, man, which a compromise, if that person's just not willing to compromise in order to make your relationship work, then absolutely you should get a divorce. And unfortunately, it ends up, like you said, Eddie, where you end up in living out of your car,
see,
if you're the
I
man.
Think, you know, see, here's where my problem comes in. It says, well, if you can't, this doesn't happen, you're not happy about this or happy about that. But when you get divorced, I mean, when you get married, it says, for better or for worse, for death do you part. In most instances, it's not as bad as you most of the time the woman makes out to be, but she knows when she gets divorced, it's not going to be that bad because she's going to get the house, she's going to get the kids, and she's going to get the alimony or child support. And
well,
so they always looks rosy to her, but then the woman never looks at, which is the most important thing, is what the mental anguish are my children going to go through?
Mm.
And women never look at that. And the statistics are, and I got this out of the Heritage Foundation, and I mailed it to my sister because my sister's very much into, like, using men for everything they can. And she's one of those, got divorced and got the house,
man,
and moved to Brunswick, a nice suburb, and had the child support and the kids. And he lived on West 85th in Detroit, which is not a very good neighborhood, and lived upstairs of a double house for 10 years, paying $115 a month rent because that's all he could afford, while my sister's living in a $114,000 house. See what I'm saying? Paying child support. But here's my thing added is I lost my point because I
want. That's okay, Eddie. I have a question for you.
I didn't get mine.
Okay, here it is. The woman never thinks about the children and the mental anguish they're going to go through. They're always saying, "Oh, I'm not happy, so I'm getting divorced." And we tried to make it work out, which she really didn't. 85% of all people in jail today come from fatherless homes.
Mm.
But here's the Heritage Foundation thing.
Mm-hmm.
On average, 2,000 children are killed every year by spousal abuse.
Right.
1,100 of those children are killed by the mother, while only 137 of them are killed by the biological father.
Well,
the rest are killed by live-in boyfriends or second husbands, stepfathers.
Eddie, the real sick part behind abuse is that women are primarily the real abusers out there. It's just that men get the bad rap for it. Man, which, go with your question now.
Well, the point I wanted to make is I think that women get the house generally because they get the kids. And there has to be some place to contain these children. You know, they have to have a place to go. And most of in my experience is mostly guys don't want to end up with the kids.
Now, that's a lie because I'm telling you, I have custody of my two children. I've had them since for the last 8 years, custody of them. And it's the greatest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree that if I had
kids. The reason why men, this is the thing when you go to court. When I went to go get divorced, see, I filed for divorce, which is unusual. Women file for divorce almost 90% of the time.
Wow.
Because they know they're going to get everything. Well, I filed for divorce saying I was all ready for my ammunition because I looked into all the records. The fact is, if a man files for divorce and goes for the kids, he gets the kids, and women will say, you're a liar, you're a false one. According to all the records I've looked at, the father gets the children 52% of the time, which means that the man goes for the goes for it first, and he knows what's wrong, and he gets the ammunition, he's going to get the kid more often than not, 50-50. But most of the time, when I went to go get divorced, what did my first lawyer say? And I said, I'll see you later. He goes, well, let's see how much child support you're going to have to pay. I'm like, dude, I'm not here to pay child support. I'm here to get custody.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. But that's the mentality of most lawyers today, is the man has to pay support, and most of the time, the man doesn't try to go for everything because he just figures he's not going to get it.
Man. Hey, Eddie,
yes,
so are you a little bit bitter? Do you think you're ever going to get married again?
Well, I've been divorced for about 9 years now, or about 8 years, somewhere around there. And no, I'm kind of scared. I'm scared because I look at the statistics about step-parents or live-in boyfriends, and I think, well, it could happen the opposite way around, live-in girlfriends, where I beat my child like a stepchild.
Mm-hmm.
I was a stepchild. And I was beat like a stepchild, but I swore I'd never do this to my kids if I could do it. And that was one of the reasons I ran for custody, because the statistics show, and it's overwhelmingly, that the child is safest with the biological father.
I absolutely believe it.
Only 2% of all child molestations happen with the biological father. The other 98% are from living boyfriends, yep. stepfathers, or even
that
uncles.
That is fascinating. Eddie, you got a lot of information, and we would love to hear from you again sometime. So give us another call, all right?
Take care.
Thanks,
thank you.
Dude. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You learn something new every night on Free Talk Live. We're going to come back with more. And if you want to comment or change the topic, feel free. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Toll-free, anything goes, whether it be political or something personal. And a little tech note here. I was shocked to discover during the break that somehow, somebody sent a virus to our updates list, and that's unacceptable. And if it ever happens again, I'll cancel the updates list and figure out another way to do it. It means somebody somehow either hacked into the Yahoo account because it's done through Yahoo groups.
Now you would think that Yahoo would be pretty safe.
You would think so, and apparently, I mean, if they know my password, they haven't changed my password, because I can still log in, but it was sent under my name, which means someone must have managed to log in with my account, and it's unprecedented, it's never happened in the history of this show, and I hope that anybody out there who received this email, who's on our updates list, over 170 people, I hope that you had the good sense to not open that little file. That
well, I got it, and I didn't open it.
That's good.
I don't know how savvy I am compared to other people. I don't consider myself to be a real internet whiz, but...
Well, I think if you've been on the internet for more than a month, you've probably been sent a virus, and you've either learned the lesson the hard way or you already knew better. So hopefully this will be an educational experience for some of you, and my apologies. We'll try and figure out what happened. We'll try and track that down. But 1-800-259-9231. So we're talking about divorce, talking about marriages, and we had Eddie check in a moment ago with his horror story. Poor guy, went through divorce, as many, many men do, and I think the answer is to get government out of marriage. I personally believe that government has ruined marriages. It has turned it into something litigious as opposed to what it used to be, and it was just an agreement between two people.
I disagree. I think that you'll have to have divorces settled by the court in most cases. I mean, instead of... There's plenty of divorces. I've seen divorces where people just file the divorce papers. You know, they handle the splitting up of the property on their own. The only time that you have to go to divorce court is when there's a dispute over, you know, who gets what. When it, you know, I get the kids, I get the bed, I get the, you know, couch, whatever. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have that anyway because it's a contract. People are living together in marriage, and they've purchased something jointly. So now they have to split these things up between them. So there's still going to have to be a divorce court. I don't think the government's responsible for that.
I think it's just a mess if you set things up that way.
Now, I do think that the government has made, you know, had entrenched themselves very well with Social Security in marriage. You don't get the benefits of, you know, your spouse's Social Security.
Yeah,
if
they're
you're
pittance.
Not
like Social Security's something to really... worry about anyway. It's not really going to do much more than buy.
Well, how much money do you make by not getting a official government marriage? None. You
okay.
At least make some money by getting an official government marriage if you live long enough into it.
Of course, if you're the man, odds are you're going to die first, assuming you're the same age as your wife.
Certainly.
Right.
But so it gives her more reason to want to get married to you.
Right. Yet another reason to not get a government marriage. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So did we manage to finish the gay marriage thing? Was there anything else that you had to comment on?
Yeah, there's plenty of human interest stuff in it, but I don't really see anything to read in it. The last few lines were kind of interesting. We're not surprised, said Chris Menu, president of the Massachusetts Family Institute. Sounds like she's against homosexual marriage, which mm-hmm. is fighting for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage, particularly among male homosexuals. The promiscuity is just phenomenal. Can't you just hear it dripping off of her quote here? With the national divorce rate hovering near 50%, apparently they claim that also, gay rights advocates diminish such arguments. It's a cheap shot, said gay rights attorney Mary Bonatu, who represented seven gay couples in the landmark Massachusetts lawsuit.
So there you go. Hey, got an email in. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. It's in regards to a comment that somebody made last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Skyler who was on the phone with us. He made the comment about the situation over there on, I guess it was Thailand that was really hit hard by mm-hmm. the tsunami. And he asked, Skyler asked some sort of rhetorical question about how is God involved in all this, or how does it make you feel about God, that sort of thing. And our emailer has some comments as well. His name is Scott. And these are pretty incendiary. And if you have a response, by all means, pick up your phone. We'll put you on the air, 1-800-259-9231, because I'm certainly not a biblical scholar or expert or anything like that. And Scott has some interesting questions. He says, read the Bible. God is and always has been one mean-spirited son of a bitch.
Oh, boy.
Only in the past, he always had his angels do the dirty work. Now, apparently, he uses nature. With the exception of creation, what exactly has God done that's so great?
You know, this is stuff that humans have assigned to God, not what God has done. I mean, the stories in the Bible are, you know, they're interpretations of God's actions. Not necessarily what God did. I mean, you know, it's not like a story written by God. It's a story written by guys.
Well, some people say it's divinely inspired, that it's the words of God being written by men. That's what they say.
Okay.
Anyway, he says, some would argue that Jesus is a good example of God's true benevolent designs. Well, as I understand it, Jesus is to return one day, and upon his return, most everyone on earth will die as a result of his second coming.
That's not accurate either.
What is accurate?
In the second coming, the sky will split in half,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus and his angels will return on white horses, blowing trumpets, and the saved, the chosen, will rise up into the air which I don't know if that... What if they're inside a car? I mean, are they just going to bust through the top of the car?
You ask too many questions.
But
we'll explore the rest of this in a moment. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, dial in, get on the lines. This is your show. You want to change the topic, you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal. We want to hear from you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And talking about, this email that we received from Scott.
I was explaining what happens at the end of time.
Because Scott made the point that, or he made the allegation that, as he understands it, Jesus is to return, and then most everyone on earth will die as a result of his second coming. You're saying that when Jesus allegedly comes back, if you believe all that, the sky will open up, the saved individuals, the ones, I guess, that go to church and have their sins removed and all that,
right?
They will rise up, right? And that's
right.
Where you left off. And you were wondering if people in their cars would lift the cars up off the ground or just kind of pass through like Ghostbusters.
Well, if they're in a large building, I just wonder if they'll bust through each floor. Boom, 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 boom,
yeah.
On their way
and
up.
And will it be painful?
Probably not. They're the chosen.
Right.
So, who knows? They'll shoot out of there like Superman, I guess. Then there's a 1,000, let's see, then Jesus and the devil fight, and the devil loses. He's thrown into the pit. Then there's, you know, 1,000 years of real good times.
This is called prophecy, right?
Right. And every church differs on these things, and I'm trying to recall from a
Okay, he gets thrown into the pit.
Into a pit.
And then there's 1,000 years of good times
of
for
good
everyone
times.
Else who's left?
That's my understanding. And then he comes back, and everybody is who's not a believer is then thrown into hell.
Now, here's my question. Where does this all happen?
Along with Satan.
This is all going to happen in the Middle East, right? I mean, allegedly, that's where this is going to go down. Because is the sky going to split in half over every part of Earth? Or is it only going to be this one place, and you have to be in the right place at the right time with a video camera in order to catch Satan get thrown down in this big well? Or whatever it is.
I get the impression that it's going to be kind of a panoramic thing. Everybody will be able to see him. He's Jesus. He can do anything.
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
Right.
All righty, then. Let's continue this email. So anyway, he says, how is that good? Help me out here. What good has God done? As I see it, a belief in him results in wars, more often than not. So the fact that we have something to believe in doesn't seem so good either. And that, I guess, is true to an extent. It seems like a lot of the wars that have been fought over humanity's existence have been based on religion, whether it be the Christian God or the other gods or the various competing gods. My God's better than your God. Let's fight about it. That kind of thing.
I think that most of the wars have been fought over political and financial reasons,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes God's thrown in the mix just for kicks.
Well, everybody who's fighting a war always thinks God's on their side. You ever notice that? It's kind of like a football game.
Yeah, if you notice...
Whenever somebody gets a touchdown, thank Jesus! Even if it, you know, whatever side it was on, it doesn't matter. It's always God's on your side as long as you're fighting somebody.
There you go.
Even if you die, apparently God's on your side. Anyway, he says he gave us love... Oh.
You could perhaps get 40 virgins if you die. God's on your side.
Well, most good Christians, he says, this is again our emailer, Scott. He says, well, most good Christians have very little love for non-believers of their faith. So how is that good? Now, I'll take umbrage with that one. I think there's a problem there. I think if you're
Teresa certainly cared for a lot of people over in Calcutta.
I think if you're a good Christian, then by definition, you have to have love for everybody. I think the bad Christians, the ones that give Christians a bad name, are the ones that are real, just venomous and mean towards people. I think those people aren't even real Christians. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so stick around. More Free Talk Live coming up.
U.S. Gold.